Hi there. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. This is week three of the Missouri legislative session. This week, we confirmed our first slate of gubernatorial appointments, including my dear friend, former Senator Lauren Arthur, and also a constituent of mine from Sunset Hills, Dr. Maureen Clancy May. Dr. Clancy May has been appointed to the Board of Governors for Southeast Missouri State University. So big congratulations to her and a big thank you for serving. This week, the Missouri Senate started the hearing bills in committee. In my opinion, the supermajority has really showed what their priorities are this session, and that is to put corporations and monopolies priorities over regular people like all of you. In Commerce Committee this week, we heard a bill. It has a lot of parts, but the most controversial part is a new way of charging ratepayers for work. It's called Future Test Year. I think the way the bill is written, if the bill were to pass, it would likely increase the rates that you pay for water and for gas in the St. Louis region. My estimate is that rates might go up by as much as 10% over increases that are already happening because of past legislation. I want to make sure that as consumers, obviously we need to pay for the services that we get, but I want to make sure that the rates are not set any higher than necessary. That's the deal with monopolies, is they agree to provide safe, adequate, and reliable service at a just and reasonable price. And so I'm going to continue fighting for all of you to make sure you are not paying a penny more than what you need to pay for those services. Next week in the legislature, I will have a bill heard in committee on my age of marriage legislation and also legislation to acknowledge Christopher Day in the state of Missouri. First, the child marriage bill. Right now in Missouri, kids under 18 can be married with parental consent, but I think raising the minimum age of marriage to 18 is imperative to the health and welfare of Missouri children. Child marriage puts young people at risk. They can be at a higher risk of social isolation, mental and physical health issues, intimate partner abuse, and poverty. And so I think it's time for Missouri to join with a lot of other states and a lot of other countries and raise the marriage age to 18. Christopher Day, that will be heard in Progress and Development next week. In the year 2000, Chris Sifford, who was a friend of mine, was on an airplane along with Governor Mel Carnahan and Governor Carnahan's son, Randy Carnahan. And that plane went down in the fall of 2000 and took three lives from all of us. So Chris is one of those people that everyone would describe as a friend to everybody. And I hope that we can get Christopher Day across the finish line this year. I think it's important to acknowledge and support and celebrate people that are behind the scenes, people that help keep state government going and help support people that are doing important work. And having Christopher Day on the books would be one of those things. This week, I had a lot of visitors. It was a great week. I got to visit with a lot of nurses. There were people here from Starling to advocate for Missourians with disabilities. And also a lot of people from the Jewish community were here advocating for specific legislation. So thank you for visiting. I always love seeing all of you. If you ever need anything, feel free to reach out to my office. You can reach me by email or by phone. I'm in a new office this year, room 427 in the Missouri State Capitol, so feel free to stop by and say hello. My staff is still the same. I have Emily O'Loughlin as my chief of staff and Hannah Dolan as the person that does everything else. So we would love to see you. Thanks.